And good day, everyone. It's Pastor Bob, and we're back with Jesus Stories. The 14th story in our segment is Disputes in the Temple. And we are to the last third of that story. We've walked through it for the last couple days. Ended up yesterday with that man named Nicodemus sticking his head into the Pharisees' business. Does our law condemn a man before he is given a hearing, he asked. A hearing, they said scornfully. We know what he has done. What is the matter with you? Are you from Galilee too? Search through the writings. You will see that no prophet is to come from Galilee. Seriously, that's how they figured out he wasn't the Son of God. Their interpretation of prophets. Okay. Jesus knew that his days were numbered. Yet he still came and went as he pleased, preaching as he knew he must preach and doing those things that he knew he must do. And now today. One Sabbath day, as Jesus and his disciples were walking in Jerusalem, they saw a beggar who had been blind from birth. As they drew near, the disciples said to Jesus, Master, who sinned that this man should have been born blind? Was it he who sinned, or was it his parents? For the Jews thought that all misfortune was caused by someone's sin. They stopped in front of the blind man. He did not sin, nor did his parents, Jesus answered. And the blind man raised his sightless eyes as if the better to hear the gentle voice. He was born blind so that the power of God might be shown through him. And we must use this power. Do God's work while it is still day. For the night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in this world, I am the light of the world. When Jesus had said this, he spat on the ground, and he made clay from the earth in the spittle. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the clay and said to him, Go, wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam. The blind man arose and made his way through the streets and out through the gate of Jerusalem to the pool of Siloam, knowing his way, though he had never seen the road. He felt his way down to the water and washed as Jesus had bidden him. The clay came away from his eyes. He opened them. And for the first time in his life, he was able to see. Incredulously, only half believing even yet, he ran up the hill from the pool and hurried home to tell his parents the wonderful news. His heart sang as he ran, and his newly opened eyes looked with delight upon everything they saw. He was well known in Jerusalem, this blind man, for he was to be seen every day begging in the street. And when his neighbors and other people who had seen him sitting by the roadside with his hands outstretched saw him running to his house with eyes wide open and a joyous smile upon his face, they were astonished. Is not this the man who used to sit and beg? They asked each other. Some said, yes, it is he. Others said, no, it cannot be. It's someone like him. The blind man spoke for himself. I am he, he said. How then were your eyes opened? They asked in their astonishment. The man who is named Jesus made clay, he answered them, and put it on my eyes. Then I went to wash them in the pool of Siloam, and he said I must, and I received my sight. His astounded neighbors brought him before the Pharisees, who questioned him, He repeated his story to them, and they muttered angrily because again the cure had taken place on a Sabbath day. Some of them said, "The man who did this is not a man of God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How could a sinner do such a miracle as this?" And there was a division of opinion among the people who heard and talked about all this. Therefore, they asked the once blind man what he himself thought about the one who had opened his eyes. "He is a prophet," he answered. Then the questioning Jews would not believe that the man had actually been blind and had been given his sight. They therefore sent him out of hearing and summoned his parents to question them as well. "Is this your son? And was he indeed born blind?" they asked. "If so, how is it that he can now see?" "Yes, this is our son, and we know he was born blind," his parents answered. "But how it is that he can now see, we do not know." They did know, for he had told them, and they believed his words, but they denied knowledge because they feared the Jewish authorities. For the Jews had already announced that anyone who acknowledged Jesus as the Christ would be turned out of the synagogue. Therefore they said, "Ask our son. He is of age. Let him speak for himself." Then the Pharisees again summoned the man who had been born blind. "Give the glory to God for what has happened to you," they told him, "for we know that the man you say has done this thing is a sinner." "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know," the man replied, "but one thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see." His answer displeased them mightily. "What did he do to you?" they persisted. "How did he open your eyes?" "I have already told you, and you would not listen," he said. "Why do you want to hear it again? Do you wish to become his disciples?" "Pah, you are his disciple," they said angrily, "but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for this man, we do not know that God has spoken to him. We do not know where he is from." "Why, that is very strange," the man said. "You know nothing of him, you who claim to know so much, and yet he made me see. Now we know that God does not listen to sinners, but if a man worships God and obeys him, God does listen to him. It has never been heard since the world began that anyone has opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do no such thing." The Pharisees turned on him in anger. "You were born in sin, and you are altogether sinful. And do you now try to teach us, you sinner?" And they cast him out of the synagogue, so that he would never again be allowed to worship there and be accepted as a true believer in their God. But the man born blind did not need to worship there. When Jesus heard how the Pharisees had treated him, he sought him out and spoke to him. "Do you believe in the Son of God?" he asked. "Who is he, that I may believe in him?" the man asked in return. "You have seen him," Jesus answered. "It is he who speaks with you." "Lord, I believe," the man said joyfully. He fell to his knees and worshiped Jesus. And although from that time forth he was no longer welcome in the synagogue, he prayed within his heart, and he knew that his prayers were being heard.